to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, I am so sorry. I had my phone muted, and that is so not okay. I know some of you probably have had that happen. I've been talking for a good minute or two, and I do apologize, okay? So it's a good thing that I have my monitor. I clicked over. So we're going to start over. I'm Madeline Bass, your host, Solo with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. The topic for today is now's the time. The time is now, and we're here to empower you to be greater, to move to your next, to become a next level motivator. That is so key. It's so important, and it's very, very important that you know that. Number one, we're going to have three somethings for you to work on. I don't want to call them steps. I don't even want to call them tips. It's just three somethings that have to happen in order for you to move to your next level. Be the motivator in your space, in your church, in your organization, in your cause, in your ministry, wherever you are. Be the motivator, okay, the next level motivator, not just some mediocre something. Be greater than you were today. Be greater than you were the day before. Move to your next. If God allows you to see tomorrow, then that means that there is something left for him to do in you. So, number one, be open to getting access to a group question and answering call, okay, a group question and answering call that is involving your team, that is involving you, that is making everyone get into some type of participation. Pull them from their comfort zone, pull them out of there and tell them, hey, what? Ask your questions on the phone. If it's just asking the question at first, if someone has the answer, make sure that that's the person that will answer a particular question. If there's a product or service that you know this individual knows backwards and forward, but they're just afraid to talk to people up front, put them on that call to answer that question, to give maybe a one-minute something, maybe give a testimony of some sort. But they have got to be willing to be involved. And sorry, you guys, my alarm going off. It's just been one of those days. So the second number two, create a one-hour call where there's no question off limits, okay? This means that there should not be anything that someone can ask you, can I get an answer to? Of course, we want to make sure that they are not creating havoc, okay? This is business where they can get on and they can ask you anything. They can ask you, you know, hey, was there a time where you were frustrated? Or was there a time where you felt like quitting or giving up? These are questions that people don't want to talk about in their businesses. You don't want to elaborate and go into great detail. But you do want to let them know, be transparent. Yes, there were some times where things got a little challenging. You may not want to use the word quit when you respond or even give up when you respond. But let them know that, yes, there was a time where I had some challenging moments and I was questioning the things that I was doing or questioning my training. But I was able to get this right here. I created this call simply because if this was available for me, then maybe I wouldn't have felt that way back then. But that's what this call is for. That's what this Q&A is for. And then give them no excuses. give them no excuses for staying confused about anything in their business, whether it's something simple as logging into their VO. You know, don't badmouth them or put them down because they haven't had an opportunity to access their virtual office, or maybe they don't even know what a virtual office is. Maybe they don't know what peak and prospecting means. Those words may go over their head. They don't know what peaking is. They don't know what prospecting is. They don't know what a virtual office is. You know, there are things and languages in which we speak differently from people in the regular business world as marketers, as networkers. I didn't know what a network marketer was, to be honest with you, when I first started my business. But guess what? I found out quick because I went in and Googled and I listened and I did my trainings and I did the things that I was supposed to do in order to get my business off the ground. But you're not going to always have individuals who will take the initiative, who are self-motivated. They may need a little push, a little tug every now and then to get some things done. You may have to call them their first 2-3 days in the business, or call them on the carpet, make them get on the calls. You know, tell them, hey, I need you to get on and introduce yourself if that's all they do. Hey, my name is Becky Lou, or my name is Joe Bob, and I live in wherever, and this is what I do for a living, and I'm just glad to be on the call. Boom, you're through. Okay, so these are little things that you can do to get your team involved and help them to not be so confused about what it is that they are doing. Number three, to assist in creating and profiting from your new something. You know, get into the automated systems. You know, tell them and teach them how to do text marketing. That's automation. Email marketing, that's automation. Clicking when someone says call to action, and it's that's something that a lot of individuals don't understand. A call to action is when you tell people click here, like in my description, those of you who are on my blog link, open it up, and then it says register for my networking event for February. Click here, and then there's wording that says Expo event. Click that. It's, the instructions are plain and simple. It's a call to action, which means you do this, and this will show up. Okay, so believe in yourself, and then support others. If you believe in you, and you're pushing to have someone to build and grow into who they are, they'll support you. But you've got to make the first step by believing in what you're doing. You've got to be confident in what it is that you're doing. You've got to be willing to help someone else, because as you grow your something, somebody's watching you, whether it's your child, your nephew, your niece, your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your uncle. It doesn't matter. Somebody is watching you, whether they're watching you to fail or they're watching you to succeed. It doesn't matter. You need to be on your game 24/7 and always be in your personal development mode and making whatever it is God has in you to be manifest. You've got to be prepped. He equips you with what he assigns you, but you have got to be willing to learn to step outside of your comfort zone. I'm going to go through these really, really quickly. Become the next level motivator by, one, being open to getting access to a group of Q&A calls for you and your team each month. Number two, create a one-hour call for yourself or your team where there's all questions are open. There's no question that cannot be asked in there. You're going to be transparent to what it is that you need to do and how you're doing it. No excuses for your team staying confused about anything that when it comes to your business. And number three, assist in creating and profiting from your new team, from your new business, from your new organization. Be able to do some type of funding through automation. Automation income streams are a must. They're something that's going to happen. It's not going anywhere. Automations where you get to pay your payments every month on time with a subscription, or you go in and you got some shoes or these bags and these little makeup somethings, you pay $10 a month and they send you a bag of goodies every month. That's automation. So automation streams of income are awesome something. So what do you have? What are you offering that's an automation? Do you bake cookies, or are you sending out candy? Do you make jewelry? Whatever it is, you need to get someone to order from you every month, whether it's paying you $1 or whether it's paying $10 or $100. Something that they're giving you every month is an automation income stream, okay? Expo and networking event, those of you who live in the Palestine, Texas area, please click the link called Expo Event. You will see the words. It says click here. Click it. It will open up the event. If you want to eat, please go in and register, pay your $7 to get your meal, and that way we will make sure that you have your food. Bring your ticket. It will email you a ticket. Bring it with you so that you can pick up your food that shows that you have paid, okay? And we will be keeping up with that, so don't think that you can get over. We'll have a little bit of food, not to where we can feed the entire city. but we will have some place where you can purchase right then and right there. I'm Madeline Bass, and I'm the host of Soul Rule with Madeline. We're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles, changing our status, and raising our standards. God bless.
You ain't safe.